To CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Two students in Colorado Springs were shot this afternoon near Mitchell High School. Colorado Springs police say their injuries are not life-threatening and they were taken to the hospital. The two were not on campus at the time of the shooting but went back to the school after the incident. The department says it's investigating. Advocates for more transit options say Colorado leaders need to rethink their priorities and make transportation more equitable, safe, and climate-friendly. They published a roadmap this week that calls for more spending on buses, trains, bicycle lanes, and sidewalks, and less money on highway expansions. Rachel Hultin is with Bicycle Colorado.
You'll still be able to drive a car, but what we really want to do is make sure that if you aren't in a car, either because you choose to or because it's not an option, that you also have safe, reliable transportation.
The State Department of Transportation has increased spending for transit and pedestrian infrastructure, but it still plans to spend billions of dollars expanding highways as well. A former Loveland police officer convicted of assaulting a 73-year-old woman with dementia was sentenced to 5 years in prison yesterday. Austin Hopp was found guilty of second-degree assault. The 2020 assault happened during an arrest for petty shoplifting. Officials say Hopp apologized for what happened, but the victim, Karen Garner, never fully recovered, according to her lawyers. Right now in Denver, it's 80 degrees and mostly cloudy. Expect mostly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 56. Tomorrow, it'll be warmer with partly sunny skies and a red flag warning posted for the Front Range with windy conditions. This is CPR News.